us, or are you representing the administration? Good evening.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If the clerk will call the roll, please.
Ms. Ramsey Smith.
Present.
Dr. Enix.
Present.
Ms. Squeak.
Present.
Ms. Leon.
Present.
Dr. Work.
Present.
Ms. Wilhelm.
Present.
Mr. Cologne.
Present. Thank you. Approval of the minutes for April 5th and April 19th of this year. Any comments on the minutes? Minutes stand approved. We're going to move on to public comment tonight on any subject not being voted on this evening with a 5-minute time limit. This is a YouTube reminder for our local and global audience. If you start this meeting after 7 p.m., please make sure to scroll ahead so that the YouTube stream is current rather than a recording of an earlier portion of the meeting. And then I'll start with anyone present, and then I'll open it up to the phone lines. We don't have anyone signed up for anything not being voted on this evening. So I'll go around the room. Is there anyone on the left that would like to?
I'm the only one here.
The floor is yours, Ms. Rodriguez. And if you could state your name and address before you use your 5 minutes, sir.
Eddie Rodriguez, 701 Main Street, Bethlehem. Yeah, I want to make this very short. I got some great concerns with what's happening with the haulers. I used to do a lot of hauling, you know, back in my day, many years ago, you know, but I was cautious about, even if I didn't have a tarp, at least I would have it somewhat tied down, you know, and making sure that if anything was extracted from my vehicle, that I turn around and pick it up. Well, that's not what I'm seeing. The Hill to Hill Bridge is, I see mattresses on there, you know, and garbage, and it just gets worse. So what I'm asking the city council is, or the city, to somehow not ban them, but make sure that their trucks are completely tarped. Like when they go to a landfill, they have to be tarped, otherwise they can't be accepted. Just like the recycle, same thing. Because we're seeing a lot of garbage, and it's just the image of this city, it doesn't look right. You know, it's all over the bridges, all over 378, 22, I mean, you got tires left and right, that's the other thing. And those things could be a cause of flammable materials, which is the other thing. The 378 extension right there, from West Union Boulevard, they cleaned all that up. I guess probably it's PennDOT and they picked that up. Great job. Great job. I appreciated that. But I'm still concerned about also those signs that I had requested regarding the Linden Street. I'll mention it again. I would like to see the, I see the one-way signs on Linden Street, but I would like to see do not enter, making sure that if there's one sign posted on one end, the other side should be posted also just as well so that people can visibly see it in an open area way before they come to that particular intersection. That makes sense for the drivers and for the safety of our residents in the city. And students that, you know, they're coming, going to school, like I mentioned last meeting, and coming back from school. That's the main concern of mine. So I would like to see the city erect some signs up. It's not much to do from the street department. Take care of that. I try to get in contact with the parking authority. I know that's a different part of the city. With regards to West Union Boulevard and those three or four slabs of concrete which are caved in. Now they're getting worse. They're on West Union Boulevard. If you're heading in a direction of, it'll be on the eastbound lane. I've talked about this to the parking authority and I called them today and I didn't get, but send an email in. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You want to get to the right person. If there's not enough funding, which was my understanding, but that was many moons ago, many months ago, and I still haven't seen anything being done. Judy from the Parks Department called me today, and I'm getting some results with reference to other things that I had mentioned. Mike's department had spoken to me through the receptionist and Mike himself, which I spoke to. So, you know, things are being done. And mainly the reason why I do all this is because you as council members and the city aren't there as much as I'm there, you know, in the community. And I see a lot going on. And the idea to preventing things from happening or as they're happening, make your calls. Not too many people are interested in that. I don't want to see our city, you know, with gangs and drugs, and which is my main input throughout all these years. And that situation is getting a lot worse. Today, I've seen this young lady. She was highly disturbed, probably on fentanyl. Yelling out, pointing, dragging a 10-foot or 12-foot branch for no reason whatsoever. Highly disturbed on New York Road. I gave it a chance, gave it a shot. I told everybody, and I said, look, from Moravian House 3, don't come out because I don't know what reaction will provoke that young lady from interacting with any one of us in the wrong way. So it was something mentally disturbed with this young lady, and also on drugs. Definitely. I thought that probably she was on heroin and fentanyl, because that's the reaction that I know of that will cause that type of reaction. So I called it in to the police officers, and one came out and had us talking with her, and I see that it was taken care of. So that's a good thing. So I'll leave it at that, but we're going to see more of this. I pre-warned Jews in advance. Fentanyl is a bad situation that's happening in our community. And I know the police are working on it, but it's only the public information that would help them to eliminate that from our community, because it's causing a lot of damage. Homelessness is another situation. We got a lot on Old York Road. The police are well aware of it. They're taking care of it. The Parks Department also. So it's just a matter of coordinating something with them, and it's being done. So I'm glad that I was able to be of help. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez. Is there anyone in the center who wanted to make comment during the first public comment this evening? Mr. Shai?
Bill Shire, 1898 Avenue. I hope that I'll be preaching to the choir tonight, but I feel compelled to offer a few initial comments about the letter from Attorney Bubba that you all got concerning the demolition of a number of residences on the 100 block of East 4th Street. The crux of the letter is, of course, that the Attorney Bubba maintains that the HCC did not follow its own guidelines, and therefore that you folks should override at the meeting, next meeting. He starts off by saying that the only alternative open to the board in this particular case, and I forgot to bring the flashlight in from the car, but deny with recommended changes to result in an improved application. Well, they certainly did deny. What about these recommended changes? Well, in my view, they had a recommended change to the plan. One heck of a recommended change, and that was don't demolish the residences. So the attorney would probably argue that, well, they should have gone beyond that. What else could be recommended so that the, another quote, that the guidelines say the HCC makes every effort to work with applicants to understand their needs and reach a mutually agreeable solution. Well, in the case of, in this particular case, what changes could the HCC have recommended, don't demolish the buildings? What is left? I suppose you could put your new building on stilts, or maybe even save only the facades, which would be awkward with porches. But that would go against the prohibition of demolition. In other words, any changes that the HCC could possibly have recommended would have been extremely basic. And not only that, but if the HCC were to recommend a change, they would have to stick with it. They couldn't recommend a change and say, oh, well, we want to change our minds a bit. In other words, this attorney Bubba is saying the HCC should have done basic planning, going back to the drawing board, literally, and done their planning for them, of the whole project, the basic elements of the project, and that, I think, is extremely unreasonable. Also, as so far as meeting the needs of the applicant, we heard from a representative of Lehigh University that there's no need for additional student housing. So whose needs are being met? Only apparently the applicant who wants to build apartments for students that are not needed. On the second page of the letter, it gets, I think, a little less logical even. They say they presented an affidavit demonstrating economic hardship. And their argument that they made, that I heard, was that the to fix up the residences and rent them out would not produce enough revenue to cover the cost of fixing them up. Is that a hardship? I've learned at the Zoning Hearing Board that the hardship there applies not to the applicant, but to the property. You want to do, but you can't escape the applicant because the property doesn't propose a hardship as if the applicant doesn't want to change anything. So, the hardship here is partly due to the fact that these New Jersey developers want to do something, and the HCC disagreed. And it goes on to say that and the last two points are kind of really, I think, illogical. They quote from the HCC guidelines that the HCC could have required, here we go again, additional studies or economic analyses, additional information concerning the economic hardship, and the fact that they did not require those. They are permitted to require those, but they did not. And the lawyer says that, well, because they didn't require them, that was something they should have done. No. Their very quote says they are permitted to require additional information, but not compelled to do so. So for the lawyer to call that a defect is, I think, illogical. And finally, oh, I'm sorry, I'm running over, but one more point. Denying an application for demolition without even considering what would be added to the neighborhood in its place is contrary to the HCC's guidelines. Well, that strikes me as rather odd because the point that the HCC took it is the demolition was a non-starter. So why spend time on what would be put there if you cannot agree to the demolition in the first place? So I intend to or hope to fine-tune these thoughts and have a written statement at the next meeting, but I hope you will support the HCC unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shire. Is there anyone else in the center who would like to speak on anything not being voted on this evening? None. Moving on to the right side of the room. We don't have anyone signed up to call in, but to anyone watching at home, The phone lines are open if anyone wants to make comment on any subject not being voted on this evening. And that call-in number is 610-997-7963. Again, the number to call in is 610-997-7963. Seeing no callers, we're going to move on to the second public comment on anything that is to be voted on this evening. We have one member of the public signed up, Ms. Mary Toulouse. Ms. Toulouse?
Good evening. My name is Mary Toulouse. I live at 1528 West Market Street, and I'm here this evening on behalf of MANA, the Mount Airy Neighborhood Association, which sponsors the Rose Garden Farmers Market, which you will be voting on this evening, and I hope you all vote for it. This is the seventh year of the market, and I want to thank Council and the City for backing the market through the years. The goal of our organization is to support local culture by bringing music and special events to the community, as well as good, healthy, local food. We'll have approximately 15 to 20 vendors this year, including dairy, meats, produce, and varietals. We are also very proud of the fact that this year, given personnel problems that many of the vendors have, that this year we have many returning favorite vendors, but are also helping several new vendors from the community start their businesses. For example, helping to find a licensed kitchen space at a local church, or even affordable liability assurance. This is very important for a lot of startups. But we're also looking for new ways to provide new events and service to the community. The city has helped us in the past with this, and it is certainly appreciated. We hope that you will still be able to do this. We are a nonprofit organization, and we are always encouraging the city to help publicize the two nonprofit farmers markets that on your website that Bethlehem has. That's really pretty special. As another help, just an example of things we're trying to do new, one of my work-study students at Lafayette started a business at his home farmers market in Connecticut. As a middle school student through his high school years, he sold yo-yos. This helped him develop his entrepreneurial skills, helped him pay for his college. If this can be done elsewhere, surely we could do this in Bethlehem and bringing some of these young people into our farmers market. Different side of this, national data shows that public markets, farmers markets, also strengthen their surrounding neighborhoods in ways other than just food. This is certainly the case of the Rose Garden Market. It's the little market that has grown through the years. Working with the city and Lehigh County, MANA has helped bring six different grants to restore the Rose Garden Park where the market is held. The improvements have been fantastic. We have loved it, but there is still a lot to do, important things to do. The 2020 state grant, the cost exceeded those of the plan. No furniture was purchased. A major pathway connecting the Rose Garden and the children's activity lawn to the bathrooms and the rest of the park was not completed. Broken and outdated lighting was not replaced and no furniture was purchased. The complete restoration of this park is not a frill. We talk about parks as recreation, but perhaps it's also recreation, something we haven't spoken about before. It is important this park serves as recreation, but also a horticultural therapy space for cancer support groups, mental health rehabilitation. It is a center city safe space for tired workers and apartment dwellers who have no yards. As we have been working in the park over the last 2 years, we have met so many of these people who have come forward to say that they have difficulty getting to the garden. They can't get there. They can't push the walker over the grass. The lighting is poor. There's no place to sit, or few places to sit. Thanks to a 2021 funding grant from Lehigh County, we were able to engage a park planner to give us an estimate of what costs, what still needs to be done, what was logical. We've gone through this with Darlene Heller and Basil from Public Works to come up with what we thought would be reasonable. We hope that the city will support a follow-up funding, maybe perhaps with matching funds from the county, so that we can get this important work done. Just a closing note, hopefully it's a positive note. On June 25th, we'll be celebrating the park with Rose Fest 2022. We did our first Rose Fest last year and it was so much fun that everybody wants to have it back. We'll have a New Orleans-style band, a puppet zoo, a gallery of photos of the Boyd, lots of interesting community tables and good food. It's a great time to take a tour, a garden tour of the Rose Garden. You can walk through the grass to get over there at this point, and see the new trellises and roses that have been, the trellises were restored by Bethlehem Votech. So it's really quite a nice community and enterprise. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Toulouse. I was the only person signed up for second public comment. I'll go around the room again for anything being voted on this evening. Anyone named Mr. Rodriguez to the left? Anyone in the center who'd like to speak on anything being voted on? Anyone to the right? For our viewership at home, again, I will open up the phone line. That call-in number is 610-997-7963. Again, this is second public comment for anything that council will be voting on this evening. The call-in number is 610-997-7963. Phone lines are now closed. We're going to move on through the agenda. Old business. Any old business for members of council? Moving on to communications. Communication 6A.
A memorandum from Darlene Heller, Director of Planning and Zoning, to which are attached 5 proposed zoning ordinance amendments. In the order in which they were attached to the memo, proposed amendment to the zoning code in connection with bed and breakfast home, property line, and right of way. Proposed amendment of the zoning code in connection with industrial redevelopment and industrial redevelopment residential zoning districts. Proposed ordinance amending the zoning code with 11 miscellaneous amendments. Proposed ordinance amending the zoning code in connection with design standards. And proposed ordinance amending the zoning code in connection with IN-O industrial overlay district.
I will accept a motion and a second to schedule a public hearing for June 21st of 2022 to consider the 5 zoning ordinance amendments.
I'd like to make a motion that this go to committee first. Is that, can I make that motion, Brian?
Yeah, that's, you can make that motion.
I think this is a very complicated and a lot of nuances here, and I think in terms of at least my desire to understand where these, the rationale behind them, I think it would benefit us to have a more relaxed environment to hear from the administration and why. So I'd like to make a motion that this be referred to committee first, please.
So there is a motion on the floor to refer these amendments to the Community Development Committee. Is there a second on Dr. Van Oort's motion?
I'll second it.
A second by Ms. Kliatek. Discussion on the motion? Now, I would only, before we vote on it, I would turn to the administration if there's anyone here from Community Economic Development or anyone in the administration who would want to make comment. Does this impact any kind of timeline here at City Hall or within the department?
First, I don't think you need to vote on that. I think you can just send it to committee. I might be wrong about that, but I think that's the case. Also, I believe that I would talk to, I know Mr. Simonson is here, Ms. Carner is not. I don't believe so. The other thing is I know we've been trying to schedule a community development committee meeting at 4 to talk about some other things. So that probably would be a lot to have on the same night. So that's more just a scheduling comment than as far as having the full conversation is not something that I have any issue with. I don't believe that there is any timing issue. But I'd have to get back to you on the timing issue, because I believe they went to the Planning Commission for comments, but I don't believe there is. Mr. Spirk, I don't know if you can.
I think they're largely housekeeping matters, but there's a lot of them and a lot of different subjects and a lot of different topics, but I don't think there's any urgency.
Yeah, and Dr. Van Wert is correct, is that they do, there are a variety of things that come from very different areas of the ordinance. So the only comment I would make is just a scheduling one, is that I think we probably should have two different community development committee meetings rather than the other topics. I know that have to do with development than these, just because, you know, as we said, they are rather tedious, might be the word, but obviously.
Thank you, Mayor Reynolds. Pardon one moment. Do we need to move on?
I would say that because it was an official agenda item and there was a call to place it on for public comment and to have a first reading, that I would think the first and the second and then a vote would be appropriate at this time.
Thank you, Solicitor Pinnell. Any other discussion from members of council before we vote? I'll ask the clerk to call the roll on the motion to refer these amendments to the Community Development Committee.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Grimson-Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Communication 6B.
A memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spirk Jr. with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. Permittee is Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, and the event is Live in the Garden Concerts. Sub-permittees are Lost Tavern Brewing LLC and Franklin Hill Vineyards Incorporated. The agreement is from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. each Saturday from May 7th, 2022 through June 25th, 2022. The agreement covers the Bethlehem Rose Garden and Bandshell.
Resolution 10B is on tonight's agenda. Communication 6C.
A memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spirk Jr. with an attached resolution associated use permit agreement. The permittee is Arts Quest and the event is the Levitt Summer Concert Series. The agreement is from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. each Friday and Saturday from May 20th, 2022 through July 30th, 2022 and August 19th, 2022 through September 10th, 2022. The agreement covers First Street from Founders Way to the Eastern Terminus.
And Resolution 10C is on tonight's agenda. Communication 6D.
Memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spirk Jr. with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. Permittee is the Mount Airy Neighborhood Association, and the event is the Bethlehem Rose Garden Farmers Market. The sub-permittee is Colony Meadery, LLC. The agreement is from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. each Saturday from June 4th through October 15th. The agreement covers the Bethlehem Rose Garden.
And Resolution 10D is on tonight's agenda. Reports? I have no reports. Mr. Mayor?
Just two things. One is today we had an event both in person and virtually to announce the implementation plan for our climate action plan. Councilwoman Kwiatek and Wilhelm attended, and I know others were watching virtually, and it went really well as we kind of announced our plan for our 9 different implementation committees to match up with the 9 different areas of the climate action plan. So I want to thank those members of City Council that have really helped with that process, and that's obviously going to be an ongoing thing, but that was a good event for us in the late afternoon. And then the only other report I have is I wanted to turn to our police chief, Chief Cott, just to provide an update on an incident that occurred in the past couple of weeks in the city.
Hi, good evening. So I just wanted to brief everybody on an incident that occurred
at the end of April over on the west side of Bethlehem involving a barricaded subject. So our officers were contacted by the United States Marshals, who advised us that they had a kidnapping warrant for a female at the location. Our patrol officers did a great job of securing the scene while our emergency response team was paged out and responded with our negotiators. Upon arrival, our negotiators began announcements to try to have the female come out peacefully. She had made threats to the marshals that she had a weapon and was willing to utilize it. After several hours of announcements, the officers were able to get through to the individual, and she was taken into custody without incident. In addition to saying what a great job our officers did, I also wanted to publicly recognize our social workers from the Health Bureau. It was on a Saturday evening when the incident occurred, and when our officers were tasked with caring for the three children that were displaced from the incident, they attempted a number of resources and were having difficulty finding helping the kids. Ms. Westerman, our social worker, went above and beyond and responded and was able to help our officers help the kids. So I'm extremely proud of the officers for their actions for that incident, as well as Ms. Westerman from our Health Bureau.
Thank you, Chief. I thought it was important for the Chief to respond or to talk about the incident a little bit, not just because the professionalism of the officers, and I know the Deputy Chief, Meixel, was heavily involved as well, but also just the involvement that Mr. Westman played, a social work program that I know people in City Council have supported in the past, that really, when you look at the data and the interactions between that initiative and our police department, it really is an impressive and special thing that is currently going on within the city. We're going to kind of talk in the future about kind of where we see that program going. Obviously, staying a big part of what we do, but this was one as we were receiving the information, and I heard about both the fine job that our police officers did, but also just the above and beyond that Ms. Westerman did. It was something that I thought needed to be mentioned because, as I said, obviously it's something that people in City Council have supported before. We're going to continue that program, and we're hoping to expand it in the future. And the chief is a humble public servant, but not many days go by around here where we don't have somebody calling the city to ask about that particular social worker program that we have here in the city. And I think that's something that the whole community can be proud of. Thank you, President Colon. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Mayor Reynolds. Thank you, Chief Cott, for coming out tonight and giving us that background. We'll move on to ordinances for final passage. I'll ask the clerk to read Bill 8-2022.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending Article 1701 of the Codified Ordinances entitled Pennsylvania Uniform Construction Code by adopting the 2018 Pennsylvania Uniform Construction Code. Bill 08-2022 was sponsored by Dr. Enix and Mr. Plum.
Any discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. The clerk will read Bill 9 of 2022.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending Article 157 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Bethlehem, titled Civil Service Board. Bill 09-2022 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Mr. Colon.
Any discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. We will read Bill 10-2022.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amended Article 1733 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Bethlehem, titled International Property Maintenance Code. Bill 10-2022 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Mr. Colon.
Discussion?
We'll call the roll.
Ms. Quintek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enos?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. We don't have any new ordinances this evening. We'll move on to resolutions. If the clerk will read Resolution 10A.
Be it resolved that the Council of the City of Bethlehem, in accordance with the Municipal Records Retention Act, hereby authorizes the disposition of police department records. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Wilhelm.
Any discussion? We'll call the roll.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. The clerk will read Resolution 10B.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and the controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the city solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce for the Live in the Garden concerts. Resolution sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Wilhelm.
Discussion? I'll just briefly say I think this is a great thing for the Rose Garden. I mean, we've been talking for years about upgrades to the Rose Garden, as we heard during public comment, and then we're going to be voting on another Rose Garden use permit agreement, and now this will just be another thing that'll bring people out there and draw more people to see what we've been doing, and I'm sure the business community appreciates it also over there. So I look forward to seeing everyone out this summer. The clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Mr. Glum?
Aye. Passes 7-0. The clerk will read Resolution 10C.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and the controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the city solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with ArtsQuest for the Leverett Concert Series. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Wilhelm.
Any discussion? We'll call the roll.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. We will read Resolution 10D.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the mayor and the controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the city solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Mount Airy Neighborhood Association for the Bethlehem Rose Garden Farmers Market. Resolution sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Wilhelm.
Any discussion on the resolution? Before we vote, I'll just wish Manna all the best over there. I remember when this started as an idea, talked about in a church basement, and here we are 6 years later, roughly, 7 years later, roughly, and see it keep growing. So looking forward to hopefully a wonderful farmers market season this year.
I just want to say a big thank you to Mary, because I know she has put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into the Rose Garden and Manna, and I really appreciate all your work. I think we all do. It's great, and the farmer's market is great, and the celebration in June last year was wonderful, so I'm glad we're doing it again. So thank you.
We will call the roll.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Mr. Blum?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Before we vote on the certificates of appropriateness, I will accept a motion and a second to consider resolutions 10E through 10G as a group, and then ask the clerk to call the roll on that motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Councilwoman Ramsey Smith, second by Dr. Van Wert. Any discussion? The clerk will call the roll on the motion.
Ms. Quiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Motion passes 7-0. Any discussion on the certificates of appropriateness? The clerk will call the roll.
Shall we read?
Oh, yeah. After you read them, please.
I'm sorry.
Certificates of appropriateness. It's a nice day outside, everyone.
Certificates of appropriateness under the Act of Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance are hereby granted for 333 West 4th Street to remove and replace asphalt shingles on both sides of the gable roof, both dormers, and front bay window with GAF slate line shingles in antique slate color. 5 East 3rd Street to replace existing projecting sign made of the same material and size, aluminum with vinyl graphics, non-illuminated, 3 feet by 4 feet. 2123 East 3rd Street to remove the cement board and restore the brick facade on the first floor and install a new storefront with black finish and simulated divided light, muntins to paint and stucco, install aluminum clad wood windows with black finish, NSDL muntins on the second floor to replace the awnings with black fabric, to install one wall sign and one projecting sign. Resolutions are sponsored by Ms. Leone and Ms. Wilhelm.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on the certificates of appropriateness? I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. That concludes the agenda. Getting to new business, rescheduling of our Tuesday, May 17, 2022 City Council meeting to Wednesday, May 18th, 2022, due to that being primary election day. I will accept a motion and then a second to reschedule our second council meeting for May to Wednesday, May 18th.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dr. Van Wert, second by Ms. Leone. Any discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Motion passes 7-0. Our second city council meeting in May has been rescheduled to Wednesday, May 18th at 7 p.m. here in Town Hall. Any new business from members of council?
I have
something. Dr. Enix?
Yes. I want to say this so that our residents know that we hear them and that we take seriously any issues that they bring before us. About a month ago, a young lady made some very disturbing comments about issues on the Southside Business District. So I went to talk to business owners on the South Side just to see what was going on and to let them know that we were here for them if they need us. And I'm actually very perplexed because I talked with business owners and workers in the businesses, and I did not find some of the comments that were made here. I did not find some of those complaints. And I didn't take names, but I know which businesses I went to. The young lady said that they were at 4th and New. So that's where I was, 4th and New, talking to several businesses. And we had good conversations. Actually, the only thing that I found was there was a man who had been in the South New Street area. He had a jewelry shop there, and he has a new jewelry shop on West 4th Street now. He had complaints about the city and about how the city did not want to put certain things in his window. And there were some other things too, but nice gentleman from Ecuador. I gave all of them my card and I said, if you have any problems, my city card, let me know. And in fact, there was a woman at the bistro who was very incensed. She says, we don't have problems here. I told her about the comments about the people sitting on the benches, and she denied that. She said they weren't a problem. So I wanted to put this on record so that our business owners know that we do care what happens. We do respond. Now, what I will say, she made a comment here that said maybe we need a crime watch. That could be. That could very well be. She said they were ignored when they called. I didn't find any evidence of that. Of course, this is an unscientific, you know, I went to a few places, but there were about 20 people that I talked with. Now, the Greenway, that's another story. There were people there, homeless people, obviously. There was one man who I could, he was inebriated. I could tell that. So there are issues, I'm sure you know, on the Greenway. But there were also families on the Greenway having a good time. One family flying a kite with their little girl, students from Lehigh, you know, having a good time. So I talked with some members of the administration. They seem to agree. I don't know why the young lady seemed to say there were a lot of businesses that were having problems. One of the businesses has, they have the parklet in the summer. And I said, are you going to have, do you think you will have problems this summer? And they said, no, we never have problems. So it's just a few comments that I want to make. If there's someone out there who they're still having problems, let us know, let me know, and we'll see what we can do.
Thank you, Dr. Enix. Any other new business from members of council? Councilwoman Francie Smith?
I just wanted to say, I'm wondering if we could do something about getting a light on the podium, because I know a couple of people made comments it's very dark and when they bring notes, and I was at a meeting where I sat behind the podium a couple weeks ago and I could see that it was really dark, so I don't know if we can get like a battery powered light or some kind of light on the podium. I think that would really be helpful. Thanks.
Any other new business from members of council?
Briefly, I want to align myself with Dr. Enix's remarks. I happen to work at Third and New, that my full-time job. So I spent a lot of time in that corridor and was very confused by those comments. And so I did also visit, in particular, one business owner who had come here to chat with him, and also very much had a similar response. So also I want to thank Chief Cott. I want to thank the police for keeping us safe. We were about 200 feet away. That's where our house is, 200 feet from the incident that happened last week. And we could hear the officers very calmly repeating their announcement over and over and over and over again for quite some time. But they were very steady and very, you know, very calm. And I think everybody in the neighborhood felt like you had it well in hand, so thank you for that. Thank you very much. And then I just want to say that I attended the Fiesta Latina Saturday night at Touchstone on the Barrio stage. The music, the food, everything was wonderful. The Hispanic Center, the food was delicious. And it was another one of those moments where I had a confusion about what those remarks were about, because as we stood out there on a gorgeous Saturday night, just streams of people on the Greenway, families, Lehigh students, all of it, and it was fantastic. It was a beautiful night, so thank you. That's it.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Ms. Leal?
I think it was 2 weeks ago, we had the Cops and Kids event. I didn't do it, you did it. But it was amazing. All the training that the emergency services have been doing the past 2 weeks, and seeing it on Facebook, it's really cool. And I know that we had talked about this, but just seeing the officers out there, the way they interact with the kids, how patient they are, especially the mounted patrol, it's great to see. And every time I go digging, especially Officer Corsi, not sure if we're supposed to call people out by name, but just really stellar guys that you have down there. And I know it's a result of all the training that you're doing, but it's really great to see community mindset, people that are really big into de-escalation and just really put the community first. So thanks for what you're doing down there.
Any other new business from members of council? Councilwoman Wilhelm.
Just to jump on this bandwagon, President Colon and I had the pleasure this weekend of working on the Monocacy Creek cleanup, and the entire cadet cohort was there, and we enjoyed working with two of the cadets, and there's the bridge, and a lot of trash and debris had collected under a fallen tree and lots of branches, and despite our attempts with long branches, we couldn't get to it. And you may have seen, I'm not sure, one of your cadets actually shimmied down the tree, reached into the creek to get the debris and move it along its way to great effort and to great success. And I think it spoke very highly and favorably about the cadets who are coming forth as well. So thank you.
Chief, I did remind him, I didn't know if he was eligible for workers' comp yet or not when he climbed into the water. So I put that out there. Before we adjourn, I just want to mention we have been using for a number of months now the call-in line, which hasn't been being utilized. We've been using GoToMeeting internally. The next city council meeting, our second meeting in May, will be the last one where we're going to be using the GoToMeeting for council and the administration, and then that'll also be the last one where we'll have the phone line open. I may revisit that in the future, but I am a believer in business is best done in person. I remind everyone we will continue the YouTube stream as we have done. And to anyone watching at home or in attendance, I also remind you, council members, don't punch a clock. You could reach out to us any time of any day. I think I speak for just about everyone that we're accessible via email, a phone call to the clerk's office, or many of us share our personal cell phones anytime you'd want to discuss any city business. And again, at the next council meeting, that will be the last one where we'll have the go-to meeting and the call-in.
Mr. Colon.
Dr. Van Warren.
I just would like to request that we think of our ability to participate virtually as on an as-needed basis. Some of us work around a lot of badness, and I don't think my fellow council people would like me to come down here if I had a potential exposure. So if you know, the need be that we participate, I would hate to miss a council meeting because of an exposure or, God forbid, illness. So I would like to just request that we consider these virtual meetings as on an as-needed basis.
I agree 100%, Dr. Van Wert. If circumstances were to change, whether amongst members of council or where we felt members of the community were not comfortable coming into town hall, 100%, we would revisit that. Just given where we are today and the lack of utilization of it, it'll be suspended indefinitely. It could be revisited if need be.
I agree also. I think there may be some circumstances where it would be in the best interest of council members if they could do the go-to meeting if they need to. So if we can, you know, on a case-by-case basis have that as an option. Because I do agree, in person is great, but I think since COVID, we've discovered what it's like to do the go-to and the Zooming, and it's not ideal, but it's an option if need be, and I like having that option available if possible for all of us.
Understood.
Thanks.
Any other comments from members of council? Get home safe, everyone. This meeting is adjourned.
I know.
When's your show?